Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, I think we'll get going here. I'd like to thank everybody for joining this this very historic Zoom call. I can't believe we're on a Zoom call doing a press conference for the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Usually we're in Niagara Square. You got the smell of chicken wings and you know, a lot of excitement, but I'm here today. First, I'd like to ask everybody if they can mute their computers. And what we're going to do is I'm going to talk a little bit about the festival and where we're going with it. And Tara Ellis from the Food Bank, Feedmore, Western New York, is going to also speak. And we're just kind of going to roll with it, okay? Obviously, we're in very unprecedented times, and nobody really knows where anything's going at this point. And the Wing Fest, you know, we've been in around for 18 years. Over 4 million wings have been served. Over, you know, $400,000 for local charities, and over 1 million people have come through the gates. We have people that come from usually every state in the union, 46 different countries last year. It's been a big economic boost for Buffalo. It's been a lot of fun, and it really portrays our city in such a positive light. Over the last 3 months, you know, I kind of knew that we would be in a situation where who knows if we could even put on an event. And as you see different events cancel, like our friends, you know, at the Taste of Buffalo with Connie Nikowski, they've gone virtual. Marty Binius and Airborne Eddie with Dingus Day. I mean, that these events are part of our souls when you create them. And Marty with the Erie County Fair have had to cancel. The State Fair just canceled. So we were really hanging in there hoping for something for the best. But, you know, we are not canceling the Wing Festival. We're going to reimagine it. So over the last couple of months, get a lot of time to walk the dogs, a lot of time to reflect, to be creative. And one of the things I thought was, you know, we can't not do a Wing Festival. We have to do some version of it. We have to keep the brand and the spirit alive. And chicken wings are such a part of our local fabric, as well as nationally. I thought over the last 18 years, I connected with so many great people, so many great restaurants, attendees, media people. Why not take all those and put them into one type of promotion? And over the years, I've been asked to put on festivals in different cities. But as you know, from being at the local Wing Fest, you know, it's just too big of a project. So, you know, what we've done is we've really reimagined, and we're going to pivot. We're not going to have a physical event this year. It's just not socially responsible to do something like that. And there are so many factors working against it. Like I said, we hung in there to the last possible moment. So instead of folding up tents, we decided we're going to go bigger. As you can see behind me right here, we are going to put on America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party. And it's not going to be virtual online. We are asking citizens across the country to basically celebrate the chicken wing. Put on the best chicken wing party they've ever had based on the social distancing regulations in their state. If we can't go into restaurants or bars at that point, we will do something else. We will have parties at home. But we also want to turn them into fundraisers. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to share my screen. We've developed a new website, a new entity called chickenwingusa.com. Here in Buffalo, we've really taken ownership of the chicken wing with the National Buffalo Wing Festival. So I thought, why not just take it year round nationally? And I think somebody's still got their speaker on. If they could please mute that, that'd be great. So we are going to go national with this Chicken Wing USA concept. We want this entity, Chicken Wing USA, to really be the go-to for everything and all things chicken wings. And we've actually created a national Buffalo Chicken Wing Council. So I'm going to share my screen now, and I'm going to show you the website. And with this website, can everybody see the screen? Chrissy, is it all on? Okay, so I'll kind of go through what the Wing Fest will be becoming, America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party. We have actual hashtag WingFest 2020. And, you know, for years, people have been coming to Buffalo for the Buffalo Wing Festival and the best chicken wings across the country. But we've decided to take Buffalo to the, all of America. We've got a lot of great expats out there. You know, as we know, when people leave Buffalo, there's two things that never leave their hearts. That's the Buffalo Bills and their love for chicken wings. As I scroll down here, this website's going to be talking about the history and the mission of the Wing Fest. I gave you some stats, and I will go into America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party. We are going to be naming October National Chicken Wing Month. There's never been a month to celebrate this iconic food. So October will be National Chicken Wing Month, and we're in the process of getting a proclamation from Congress through our representative, Brian Higgins, and also Tim Kennedy at the State Senate to announce this month. It's going to be very exciting. And as I scroll down here, you can see we've picked 50 different cities, and it's growing as we've been working on this project. We picked the 32 NFL teams, the 30 cities that they're in, plus we picked some other cities based upon, you know, just really good chicken wing markets or connectivity we have to Bills backers clubs or restaurants that have participated in the festival. But this list here represents over 160 million people. And I talked about National Chicken Wing Month. We're going to have some great prizes. So what we're going to do is we've reached out to different Bills backers clubs. We've reached out to about six or seven so far, Philadelphia, Cleveland, I know Raleigh, Colorado, El Paso, and we kind of tested the waters. We talked to Del Reed, and I want to thank Del for all his help. Del, as you know, is a co-founder of Bills Mafia and 26 Shirts, and he's kind of our, you know, he's the leader. He's the mafia king here for the Buffalo Bills. And he's reached out to different folks because, as you know, when Bills backers clubs, they form in all these major cities, and when there's a Bills game, they go to their favorite bar or restaurant, and they have a watch party. So we've asked them on October 4th, it's the game that the Buffalo Bills are playing in Las Vegas against the Las Vegas Raiders, to say, hey, have your party, but make it a fundraiser for your local food bank. Even through social media, ask people to donate and see how much money you can fund. And the beauty is all the money raised in each city will stay in that local city. So it becomes a local party. The response from the Bills backers clubs is just tremendous. And the response, we've already talked to, I think, 37 different food banks. And the response from them is tremendous. As we know, the demand of for the food banks and Meals on Wheels are just, it's tremendous. It's crazy. And the communities have supported so much, but demand is not going down. So with that, I'd like to turn over to Tara Ellis and talk about the food bank component.
Sorry, I forgot I was muted. I apologize. Good morning, everyone. And thank you so much, Drew. It's really an honor to be part of this amazing and exciting pivot for our beloved Buffalo Wing Festival. I want to thank Drew Sirza and the Wing Fest for being such an amazing partner of Feed More Western New York over the past two decades, actually two and a half decades. I know I speak not only for Feed More Western New York, but for food banks and hunger relief organizations across the country when I say that the support of this event comes at a really critical time. I know Drew mentioned to you, and I know you've been hearing a lot about our organizations. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Just one second. I need to get it. Sorry about that, guys. For some reason, we had a little bit of a technical glitch there for a second. Apologize. As I was saying, we really are facing some momentous challenges as a result of the pandemic. The demand for food assistance, frankly, has skyrocketed. And unfortunately, it's become harder and harder for hunger relief nonprofits like ours to procure food for through not only a broken supply chain, but frankly, a supply chain that just has no backfill to the pipeline. I know we've all been watching the heartbreaking images on the national news, reading articles featuring families with babies and fragile older adults across the country waiting an hour in line, long, long lines for boxes of food for hours. And unfortunately, Western New York is not exempt from this challenge. We are continuing to do everything in our power to ensure that hungry children, families, veterans, and older community members receive the nutritious food they need. We know that the recent merger of our food bank and Meals on Wheels programs has made it possible for us to feed our vulnerable community members of all ages, and frankly, it's making our program stronger and more resilient. And it's been really heartening to speak to fellow food banks and Meals on Wheels programs across the country who have come together or are now considering coming together in an effort to feed more people in their communities as well. These collaborations confirm to us that when we are working together, we can accomplish so much more than we ever could hope to achieve apart. This America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party is providing a wonderful opportunity for hunger relief organizations, community partners, and of course, wing lovers throughout the nation, and who isn't a wing lover, to join forces to ensure that our neighbors do not have to go hungry. We're really heartened by the generosity of our community and the communities across the country who have donated food funds and their time to help feed those in need during the pandemic. Unfortunately, we know these increased levels of need are not abating anytime soon. According to Feeding America, as many as 1 in 6 people are facing hunger in 2020 as a result of this crisis. And here in our own backyard, we actually have 250,000 individuals that are hungry. 80,000 of them are infants and children. We started this pandemic having about 135,000 individuals relying on Feed More Western New York. So you can see that jump to 250,000 is very significant and clearly will be a challenge for us to fill that void. To help meet that overwhelming need, we have distributed about 4.5 million pounds of food through our partner hunger relief agencies and through direct distribution in our 4-county service area. At our peak points, we were delivering about 35,000 meals, and these are prepared meals to homebound elderly and disabled neighbors, almost a 60% increase, adding almost 2,000 new home-delivered meal clients to our program since mid-March. And the demand continues to surge. So events like America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party are crucial for Feed More Western New York, and I think these other programs across the United States as well, for us to begin to continue our mission. With the support of this, we can continue to provide emergency food kits to struggling families, fresh fruits and vegetables into food desert areas, backpacks to babies and children that need that help, and more nutritious food to our older community members. Obviously, Drew cannot single-handedly solve the pipeline issue, but by this support, we are creating an awareness, a level of community engagement that is so critical for us to meet our missions. By Drew being so generous and allowing this to be a focus on not only the Chicken Wing Festival, which of course is the fun and exciting part, we are bringing a little bit of light and joy and excitement to the food struggles that so many in our community face. And I think that the complementary nature of the fun and joy that Drew is bringing to our Wing Fest, and of course the work that food banks and hunger relief organizations across the country are doing, are honestly the perfect complement. We really hope the community will stay tuned over the next couple months for all of the excitement that our Wing King has in store. And know that when you are all participating in these festivities, you have an opportunity to provide food, but also, as we see from the fun of this Wing Fest, hope to all of our neighbors in need. So we thank you, Drew, for taking your love and passion for what we're doing here in Western New York and really spreading it across the country.
No, Tara, it's my pleasure. And I think, as we've chatted before, I think I've been involved with the food bank and or Meals on Wheels for over 20 years now. And it's grown because of the demand. And, we have to find creative ways to raise more money and help out, because it doesn't look like things are getting better. So, we're excited. And Tara, I want to thank you and your team for all your efforts in connecting us with the local food banks. And the response has been tremendous, as you can imagine.
They're very excited.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the thing about this too is we're making sure it's not a heavy lift for the food banks. We're initiating activating all the Bills Backers Clubs, and we'll be the ones sending out the press releases to all the local media. And we're really going to drive this heavy with social media. That's going to be a big driver for us with Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we're going to reach out to old friends like Bobby Flay and Emeril Lagasse and Duff Goldman and the Today Show and all these different national, and USA Today, all these different national entities and celebrities that have been part of the WingFest over the years, and ask them for their help and their support. And of course, you know, the fact that we're helping out local food banks, but you can't forget also, we're helping out local chicken wing eateries. We all know the world of hurt that the restaurants are in right now. And the chicken wing industry is the most unique of all of them, because the restaurants that have a to-go model, as we know, which are really mostly, you know, in Buffalo, all the chicken wing restaurants in Buffalo are really local independents that work off a to-go model. They've been doing really well. Different parts of the country, when you have like the Buffalo Wild Wings that of the world that have a large footprint that have mostly an in-store dining model, they're struggling, you know, and a lot of them are struggling to adjust their models. So we felt like we always support restaurants when they come to Buffalo. We felt like we can support them now through this program as we take it across the country. I'd like to acknowledge a great team of people. You wouldn't believe the work that's already gone into this program. You know, Chrissy Kiebzak, who's on this call, she's always been my right-hand person for the WingFest. She's been a great help in all the administrative end and a lot of the connectivity. Brian Hayden is volunteering for the food bank on this venture. Brian, you probably know him as he was the media director and a PR director for Visit Buffalo Niagara for about 6 years. So he's really in tune, and he's helped me with the WingFest for many years as well. Del Reed, shout out to Del, 26 shirts and Bill's Mafia. Del's going to do a t-shirt to help raise money for the local food banks. And he's obviously instrumental in getting the Bills Backers Clubs on board as well. You know, we've had great help. We've got some great artwork, as you can see, with all these logos from a great local artist. He's a great marketing guy too, David Manny. I want to say thank David Manny. And also Mark Yetto and Chris Martone from Buffalo Wired and Buffalo Web. You guys have done a great job in helping us put this website together as well. We actually formed a Buffalo Chicken Wing Council with just good friends from over the years that have helped out with the WingFest. Dear friend Stan Friedman, he's big with international franchising. He's been my go-to guy for information on everything, all things chicken wings. Scott Lowry, formerly from Buffalo, co-founder of Buffalo Wild Wings. Scott, thanks for your support. Armand Vanderstiegel, Chef Armand did a book called Wings Across America. He's helping us with some recipes on the website. Cam Perry with U.S. Foods, Bill Chido with the Affinity Group, Robert Free. Rob Free is the guy who he makes everything happen at the WingFest. He's the guy who handles all the food, all the cooking. So Rob's responsible for the over 4 million chicken wings at the WingFest. And he's also the president or the chairman of the New York State Restaurant Association. So we're going to tap into local associations through Rob. Tom Moses with U.S. Foods. Rick Heverin, who's on the food service side, helping us with restaurants. Rich Wright, and I mentioned Brian Hayden. So I want to thank all my friends from the Buffalo Chicken Wing Council. We got a really good group here to help take this all across America. You can see America's favorite 500 list here. We are going to develop that. We're actually going to pick out the 10 best restaurants in all 50 of these major markets, and I'm going to honor them. I'm kind of like the Fortune 500 of chicken wing eateries. Our national all-star team will be restaurants that have won awards at the WingFest over the 18 years. There are some restaurants that are in cities like Sheboygan, Wisconsin with Legend Larry's. You know, they're not going to be on our list. So we're going to add different cities based upon where these restaurants are located. So you're going to see this list grow. We'll have some cool merchandise as well. Of course, with portion of the proceeds going back to the local food banks. So, you know, we have our Hall of Flame on here, and you know, this will be our go-to page. So in a nutshell, we're really excited. It sounds crazy to say we're going to reimagine the WingFest, but we're not quitting. We're going to make it bigger and better and do it in a different way. And we hope to come back in 2021 real strong. We hope, you know, it's bigger issues than just worrying about a food festival, but we'll be ready to come back. And the beauty is, as we develop this whole concept, we can come back with a Wing Fest and keep this October be National Chicken Wing Month and America's Greatest Chicken Wing Party intact for years to come. So we're pretty excited. And at this point, I'd like to open up to questions. Brian, Hayden, if you'd like to ask a question, just put your name and where you're from in the chat box, and Brian will call you out and ask you to unmute your microphone. You know, one thing I just want to mention too is, you know, the exciting part about all of this is keeping the spirit of the Wing Fest alive. You know, it's going to be exciting. And, you know, as we all know, we've got these Zoom calls and we've got, we're just doing things differently. And I think festivals have to evolve as well. And, you know, I just hope everybody supports the Taste of Buffalo's efforts this weekend with their to-go virtual concept, because they're great people. And again, my friend Kai Nikowski worked so hard on that event, and they have a lot of board members on that. So we need to support these events in any way, shape, or form.
Drew, we've got one from John at WBBZ.
You mentioned, Drew, that it's not going to be a virtual event, but at the same time, I would think that maybe people could participate through your social media and website pages to submit photos of the parties and video of the parties. And maybe virtually we can finally get Bill Murray, inventor and creator of this, to participate in some way from wherever he may be in the world.
No, you got it, John. It's funny how everybody's definition of virtual is different, you know, and, you know, social media will definitely drive this whole program. You know, we are going to tap into, we're looking at different sponsors to help us, you know, give us their social media efforts. We've got sponsors with millions and millions of followers. We're going to be working with a different group to get food bloggers involved and to get influencers involved as well, to your point, John. And my dream has always been to get Bill Murray to the Wing Fest, because the whole idea came from him, a movie called Osmosis Jones. But we're going to do some crazy stuff. Like I said, I'm going to reach out to Bobby Flay, folks we dealt with, and we have connections to Bill Murray, believe it or not. And it'd be great to get maybe one of the two celebrities having a chicken winning contest, and then people donate based on who their favorite celebrity is. So we're going to have different challenges and contests to that point. But social media will be our virtual. Yeah, it'll be social media. I don't think you can, you know, to go virtual for a Wing Fest, I don't know how you do that, because you smell the product, taste the product. You need the socialization at the Wing Fest. If you meet people, it's just a party. It's a big old party. It's fun, it's exciting, and you just can't translate that. But you can do it through social media with fun videos and crazy pictures and things like that.
To that point, I would just like to say that it is kind of disappointing. I look forward to the press conference every year at Niagara Square, because there's always the chicken wing samples that are available. So I'm probably going to have to get those for lunch today just to make up for it.
No, I hear you, Del. And any of the Chicken Wing Council board members want to jump in with any comments?
Actually, Drew, I've got a question for you. Over the weekend, we saw the hot dog eating contest. Are we going to do anything about a wing eating contest and all the major league eaters?
That's a great question, Scott. This is Scott, co-founder of Buffalo Wild Wings. We've been talking to George Schaefer, the founder of Competitive Eating, Major League Eating, for the last couple months, and I wanted to kind of wait and see what they were going to do. I thought they did a tremendous job, you know, to take that the way they do with ESPN. We are talking to them, and the only way we would do it, if we could find a way to create, to make it a great fundraiser, and almost have people bet with a donation on their favorite eater. So it's definitely a good possibility, Scott. We're looking forward to that. Yeah. It's been such a big part of the Wing Fest, the competitive eating also, you know, and by the way, Nathan's, through competitive eating, donated 100,000 hot dogs to local food banks. So they were a big supporter as a Wing Fest. Brian Hayden, you know, 6 years with Visit Buffalo Niagara, but Brian actually was a key developer of the Buffalo Wing Trail. And again, very instrumental with the Wing Fest in pitching national writers to come in and, you know, write stories about the Wing Fest. So Brian, why don't you talk about how we can, you know, while you're going to take this nationally to writers and really create some good stories on this.
Yeah, I mean, I think what's really exciting about this, Drew, is that no American food festival has ever quite attempted, you know, a concept like this before. This idea that a festival that once was, you know, just at Salem Field could actually take place in a series of celebrations all around the United States. So we think there's a really great opportunity here to share this story, you know, nationally and beyond, of a really unique and creative adaptation of this, you know, classic American food festival. So we're really looking forward to getting the word out about this in the months to come.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny, I was talking to somebody a couple months ago and I was telling them the idea, and they said it's pretty interesting. When you think about stock markets, you think you buy a stock when it's low and you sell when it's high. And they said, you sell at the funeral. You buy at the funeral, you sell at the wedding, because the opportunity is when you're at the low point. And I think instead of canceling the festival, be at the low point, we're buying in, we're making it bigger. And it really fulfills a dream, because I, again, I've been asked to do these festivals in probably 15, 20 different cities. So that's physically impossible. But to do something like this, we'll take the brand of the Wing Fest, we'll take the ownership that Buffalo, New York has of the Wing across the country. So it'll be great branding for Buffalo as well. And our friends at Visit Buffalo Niagara, Patrick Kaler, Drew Brown, and Ed Healy, they're all on board to help us out, because they've got the connections to a lot of expats as well. And they're going to help us with their social media. It's just going to be a real, this is going to be one huge Buffalo team effort going across the country.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.